Andy is back. We are awaiting, as usual, any kind of a home improvement question you may have, either by phone or by text. Here's the number for either, 651-461-9226. Andy Linus, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much, and I hope you are, too. I hope you had a little break in the action there for you, and it was great having Luke on. Always fun talking with our friend Luke Panic from Lindus. What's new with Lindus?
You know, this time of year is our favorite time of year. Nothing crazy new, but like every fall, it's a mad rush to get these houses ready for the wintertime. And I'm no harbinger of weather. And, you know, I do look at the Farmer's Almanac every year, and it just always seems to be pretty accurate. But one thing I've noticed as I've been out and about the Twin Cities area working with Jake on our maintenance program, is the amount of acorns that are dropping this year seem to be a crazy amount. And the amount of gutters I've seen clogged and stuff growing out of people's gutters that aren't leaf guard has been more than normal. But like, I just wonder, how bad is our winter going to be if these trees are dropping that many acorns right now? And like this time of year, every year, again, we had, 90s earlier this week, and I think we got a forecast of dipping down to like 35 in a couple of days.
Well, actually, I'm going to look at that brand new forecast. By the way, it just turned 74 degrees on the way to almost 91. I want to ask you about the roofing when it gets that warm. But it looks like the daytime highs this coming week, Andy, will be probably from 64 to 67 all week long, which has got to be great to work in.
Yeah, that's the perfect weather, and this time of year we get a lot of roofing done. It's not going to be too hot where you have to worry about marring the shingles. Yes, 90s is pretty warm, but again, it's getting that temperature over 40 degrees in order to get all the glues to activate, and that's where I am right now, Denny, is I actually flew down to the East Coast, to South Carolina, and GAF had a meeting with all of the President's Club winners from around the country, and that's a really small percentage of, I want to say it's like 3% of all of the master elites that qualified for that. So I think there's 2,700 master elites for GAF.
What is that, Andy? What does that really mean, master elite, for listeners who've never heard that term?
So it in order to offer the best warranties that GAF has, you need to become a certified contractor. And the next step up from being a certified contractor is a master elite. And then they realized they wanted to differentiate their best of the best based on the amount of roofing that they sell, on customer reviews. Like what people need to understand is all of my roofs go through a review process, not only internally, but externally, that qualifies them to get the longest workmanship warranty possible and to make this a true 50-year non-prorated warranty. And around the country, we're in a pretty elite group of people in the President's Club. And what I've noticed is there's less and less of us that are family-owned and operated, meaning that there's a lot of corporations have come into our space and have bought multiple family-owned and operated companies. And I think it's time that we have that conversation when you're purchasing home improvements. It's just because that company has been around for 30 or 40 years, and there's a bunch of them in the Twin Cities too, Denny, doesn't mean that they're not corporate owned.
Mm.
And what I've noticed on these maintenance programs, I've seen, like, you know, we go into these houses and our customers are as loyal as the day is long. And I noticed like a couple of these corporate entities just are not handling the warranty work like we would. And, you know, there's one reason and one reason only why Lindus offers a lifetime workmanship warranty. It's from a conversation that I had with my dad in the early 90s. Was they sent young Andy out there to do estimates and sales, and I started handwriting lifetime workmanship warranty on my proposals to my customers because that's what we do. And I got in an argument with my father about it. And he's like, "You can't, like, we can't do a lifetime workmanship warranty. What if something goes bad?" I'm like, "Well, Dad, are you telling me somebody calls us 20 years from now and says, 'Hey, your stuff is failing. You're not going to do whatever it takes to make them happy and fix it. He goes, oh, of course we will. I'm like, oh, congratulations. We have a lifetime workmanship warranty. You know? And so that's the mentality that we have. And I really worry. And I really think that, again, in today's day and age, we need to do our research on the people that are having come to our home. Who's vetting these people? Who's hiring the type of craftsmen that are going to be doing your stuff? How are they incentivized? Because for us, customer satisfaction is really the only thing that matters. And we realize that we're not interested in being the biggest, the baddest home improvement specialist around the world. What we are interested in is installing the best work we possibly can and creating craftsmen. So I think, as you know, and as I find out, the more and more customers I meet, when the average tenure of employment at Linus Instruction is almost 20 years, that really makes that part easy. So we're uniquely set to be, again, one of the last family-owned and operated big companies in the home improvement sector in the country. And we have no plans ever to move on from that. But as we're sitting in this meeting, the most exciting part for me, Denny, was GAF has had some leadership change. And as everyone knows, this has been one of the toughest years for roofing across the country. The Minnesota market is down almost 50% year to date on the amount of squares of shingles that have been delivered to the Twin Cities metro market. That's desperate people do desperate things, but that kind of atmosphere creates change. And I think that the new person in charge, John Barkhouse, who was at the meeting, the guy that ran the central division, Glenn, I've known him forever. He got promoted to a senior vice president role. He's going to do an awesome job there along with another guy. It's two new roles that they've created. And what I'm really excited about, these are operational people marrying with salespeople, and they are going to have some really awesome new colors and products that come down the pipeline that we can get in order at will. And that's a difference maker in the last 20 years. This is why what I'm seeing, everyone's inventory is going up. So it's led to a way more stable pricing model, and the fact that whatever my customer wants, I can get in a very timely manner. Where 2 years ago, I had to really limit the offerings that my people were able to show people in the home, because some of those products took 30, 40, 50 weeks to get or were unsourceable altogether. And so right now, we're sitting in a very unique spot, or a better spot than we have been since I've seen, like, we're going to be able to order things like we did in like 2019, 2018, where like the lead times for almost everything is just a few weeks. And that's really exciting for me. And it gives all of us an opportunity to sit down with homeowners and really pick and choose something they truly like are going to not only going to protect their house, but they're going to be aesthetically pleased and can get as creative as they want to with the roofing or the offerings that we have.
Well, that sounds really positive. It sounds like you had an entirely positive trip down there. That's fantastic. And GAF, they make such a great product. I mean, that's why you guys cling to them, use them, right? They're the best.
Well, and not only the best, Denny, they support contractors and the warranties better than any manufacturer I've ever worked with. You got to remember, I work with manufacturers in windows, decking, doors, siding, you name it. And the GAF manufacturing reps, I can name 14, 15 people at GAF where I really struggle to name one or two at every one of the other manufacturers we work with. So that tells you how they are at building relationships and how they care about long-term relationships. Because we have had a couple of warranty claims with GAF over the years. But because of their process and because of the type of company they are, the customer, one, has never had any out-of-pocket expense, and it's never been an argument. When you're selling the best warranty that you possibly can through that manufacturer, they live up to it and take care of that customer because they want that story to be told to the rest of the neighborhood. Yeah, I had a warranty claim, but I got a brand-new roof for free. That's how it should go.
Absolutely. Andy, hang on. We'll take a quick break and, again, invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, whatever the – maybe it's roofing, maybe it's windows, maybe it's siding, whatever the case may be, call us or text us at 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, as we head to a daytime high of near 91, a breezy day, and for the marathon tomorrow, I'm looking at a 20% chance of showers maybe in the afternoon or maybe early afternoon. Otherwise, highs tomorrow, another windy day, near 83. So not as warm tomorrow, fortunately, for those runners. 91 is the high today, right now 74 from News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, presented every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. If you want to get in touch, and I have a couple of friends, Andy, Lindus, call me, and they want to get in touch with Lindus. They've got some projects in mind, so I sent them to your phone number, which is 8449-LINDUS, and have them take care of business with you guys. Speaking of
awesome.
Questions.
Thanks, Denny.
Oh, yeah. Always point the people in the right direction to a great company. Andy Texter says, do you have a cement contractor you work with?
Yes, we have a couple of flat work contractors that we work with, depending on the area and their lead times. So on specific projects, it all depends on the type of project that you're looking at getting done. And when it comes to any of our partners, just know that, like, when you call our office and you can ask those questions, everybody that answers the phone has that list of people that they can refer you to call, or we'll pass on your name and information to them if it's not something that we handle internally.
Yeah, very good. I was going to ask you too, and we're getting more texts as I speak. Does Linda still look? I would imagine you're still looking for workers, and you still, I don't want to say trained, but you work with young people a lot, haven't you, over the years?
You know, yeah, we can never start too young as far as I'm concerned. Now, the goofy laws that have been passed in the last 5-6 years that don't allow high school students to be on construction projects has put a crimp in some of that. So, but we've done some different things, and we do things with the Builders Association in a few different markets around the country called Build Your Future, where high school students from around the metro and western Wisconsin get to come to an area and can actually operate machinery, can do roofing, can do siding, can do carpentry work, can do you name it in the trades. There's plumbing professionals there. There's electrical professionals there. There's people that do the fiber optic cable stuff that are going to be at those events, where kids can learn about those careers and see what that pathway is to getting a career in the trades or becoming an entrepreneur. One of the things that we've always been proud of at Lynch Construction is the amount of people that have come to us, pretty green, trained in a trade, and are now owner operators of their decking division, or they do some siding or handyman work, or you name it, home builders, remodelers. There's other roofing companies and gutter companies that have spawned off of Lindus Construction over the years, and I never looked at those people as competition. These are great craftsmen trying to forge their own way, and we've always reached out to help out where we can. It helps that we also have a software that most contractors would benefit from using, so it helps us too. We can give them some licenses to the software and watch them grow. But there's not a better opportunity. If you have an entrepreneurial bone in your body and you're looking to start your own business, the trades, Denny, are what I talk to young people about a lot. And if you get to become a craftsman, having that next step to running and owning your own company, it is there, which I think is a big part of the American dream.
And we do have some great tech, great trade schools around this, what we lovingly call CCO land. Great schools. And I would think since you
Absolutely.
And I started talking about this issue, and it was an issue not that many years ago, that you would say, I would think that things are really, really in a positive direction on young people seeking careers in the trade.
most of the carpentry classes, the two-year degree at the trade schools, went away in 2017 because there was one or two kids signed up. Now they're all back at those schools. And companies like us have, after that stuff went away, we decided to design our own training system. So say somebody comes to us, we have a five-tier program that we're going to put them through. And at the end of a two-year period, they should have enough skills to be able to foreman most any type of job site that they've been working on. That's our goal. Like, we don't want people just to come in and be the low man on the totem pole forever. You need to grow, and it takes a couple of years to become that type of a craftsman and to understand. Again, remodeling is wildly different than home building. As these most home builders are building the same couple, three houses over and over and over again. We say yes to some of the craziest projects in the world. I think that we might be the only ones dumb enough to actually estimate some of these places. But we get a lot of these historical type homes, and we've done a lot of work in like Summit Avenue in St. Paul and in places around Stillwater where you have to stay with the period and stay historic. And you tear into these homes, you don't know what you're going to get into. You have to be able to think your way through these projects in a manner to try to make it not only aesthetically pleasing and functional, but again, period of the period of time. It's a historical home. So it you screw that up, it can be very detrimental to a company like mine. So it's remodeling, I think, is one of the best ways to learn the trade because every day is so different. Your learning experience is much better over a two-year period than building in the new construction world, just because the amount of things that change on a remodeled home. You could be working on houses that were built in the early 2000s, houses that were built in the late 1800s. It really runs the gamut.
A lot of variety, and that's great. Yeah, every day is a new experience. And you hit upon something I've asked you about a long time ago. What does Lindus do? You mentioned like Stillwater or Summit Avenue, some of these great old homes, 100 and some years old. How do you deal with windows when you have to replace windows? How do you make it look from that era?
You know, most of the major manufacturers have wood windows that we can get. They're going to have very similar profiles than what is on there. And usually the historical society and the historical places will have a list of approved products that we would have to use. But then again, matching the trim work on the inside, yes, the age of the wood could be difficult, but doing it very similar or in a better way than it was installed in the early 1900s to match is a doable thing. Again, it's just sometimes it takes a little bit more time. You got to use a different type of materials and think your way through. But most of the window manufacturers will have a window that will match the profile of the era. But having said that, we've taken LP and ripped it down to get a 3-inch reveal in order to match a profile on a home for like an old 4-square farmhouse. Yeah. Just has a little 3-inch lap siding, and that wasn't something that was available. We had to spend some time doing it and a whole lot of time with the table saw in order to make that happen. But it turned out fantastic, and I have, again, one of those customers that I've lost count on how many referrals they've given us.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, talk about custom. All right, Andy, hang on. It's time to have a look at that forecast, see what this week's weather will bring. And we have about another half hour of the show to go. So if you have a question, home improvement type, call us, text us, 651-461-9226 from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to your home improvement show. We're here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour on CCO, thanks to Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch? Yeah, I urge you to do so if you have a project in mind. 844-9-LINDUS. Here we are in October, Andy. I know you always have some special deals going on. I always like to ask you what the listener can find this month.
75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and, of course, GAF Asphalt Roofing. And, again, that goes through the end of the month, and all of those products will be able to be installed yet this year. Now, if we wait much longer, maybe that could be not the case. All depends on the type of winter we have, too. So if you, again, are thinking about home improvements next year, I think right now might be the best time. It is the best time to start looking. Now you can plan. You can get on the schedule for right away in the spring when the snow goes away. And as we talked about on previous shows, I've seen material prices come down in the last couple of months. And what I'm excited about is if all these manufacturers are finally, like the last 4 years, Denny, everybody was just doing whatever they could to keep up. It was sold out across the country in a lot of places. They were at max production. And so they weren't innovating anything. They weren't bringing any new offerings to the table around the country. Now, as these new products are going to get offered, that means the old inventory gets discounted typically. And that's the part I'm pretty excited about, that if you're looking at home improvements to start next year, right now is a great opportunity to start looking and making those types of deals happen. Because like with us, if you say, we come out and give you an estimate and you say, hey, I want to be installed in April. Like, we can lock in the pricing now and I can secure those materials now. So no matter what happens to the pricing next year, and you know, if it happens to come down, we can definitely talk about adjusting it. But no matter what happens, you're locked in. You don't have to worry about any price increases. You don't have to worry about getting back on the schedule. I just think it's as good an opportunity to buy home improvements right now than I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years.
That's great news. And speaking of, you know, what good this weather is, you know, being, I know it's hot today, and it's mild, and according to some forecasts, it's going to be a pretty mild winter as well. It's a great time of year to get the Lindus Cruise out there if you want a new deck, because you don't have to wade through drifts of snow. You can actually, you know, make it more efficiently done. But it's a great time of year to plan ahead. Yeah, 844-9-LINDUS. Call them. If you have whatever in mind, a project. Andy, let's grab a phone call. Louise is calling in from iSanity this morning. Thanks for hanging on, Louise. What is your question for Andy?
Hi, good morning, guys. We have a home that gets ice dams almost every year and will end up leaking in the house and whatever, causing damage. It's a very steep roof, and it's a very tall, it's a walkout, two-story walkout, and we have quite the height to it. And I'm wondering, before winter gets here, what could we do maybe to address the issues of reoccurring ice dams so we don't have to keep trying to get the ice off when it starts?
There you go. Great question. And one of the services that we offer, we call a heat map analysis. We're going to use a variety of tools, whether that we have cameras we can drop into walls to take a look at things. We have infrared imaging that we'll use, and what we're going to need to get in your attic. And I'm guessing that part of this is there's a bolt in the ceiling? Like, is there a great room with like a cathedral type ceiling or a bolted ceiling?
We've got actually two of them.
That's the reason I brought that up. You're describing the home. Without a vault, there's usually a lot more room for insulation and ventilation to get in there. But we work with these types of homes all the time that have ice damming issues. And we'll get to the crux of the matter and figure out why the ice dam is occurring, where the heat loss is coming from. And then we'll try to tell you what you're going to have to do to make sure that never happens again. And without doing one of those heat map analyses, it's tough to give you the best advice over the phone. But if you have one of my people come out, by the end of that hour and a half, 2 hour inspection and presentation, you should really know what's going on with your home and how best to address the ice dams.
Yeah. Okay. Really.
Great.
You'll love
Thank
it.
You. I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, if you again, 844-9-LINDUS if you want to get in touch. Andy, I'm looking at a text. And by the way, if you have a question for Andy, call it in, text it in, 651-461-9226. We just installed, texter says, a cedar privacy fence on Tuesday. How long do we wait until we can stain it? If we need to wait to stain it, is there anything we can put on it to seal it from the winter weather? What would you recommend? I think I know what you'd recommend, but let's hear it.
You know, depending on, like, most of our stuff is all kiln dried, so it can go. And I know Lucas talked about that deck wash that he's used. So even if it grays out, there's a Behr product that does a brightener and conditioner or deck wash. Pretty instantaneous, and again, that's going to open up the pores. But then look at, for us, you know, again, getting rid of the mill glaze is what that brightener conditioner is going to do. And we're going to either use the Penefin or the Sickens product, mainly the Penefin product now. It's an oil-based stain that you can use, again, about as good a weather as you're going to get is the next 2-3 weeks for staining and painting. Like, that's not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
This is, I would take that opportunity. Now, if you look online, it'll tell you that type of wood, what type of moisture content you can get. And for $15-16 at most big box stores, or you can order it online through a variety of areas, I'm guessing, it's called a moisture meter. And if you put that to whatever species of wood you're measuring, it'll tell you the moisture content of the wood. And if you look up at the paint, it'll tell you like when you should paint that wood. I think that's kind of a misnomer. We need to let this wood dry out nowadays. I think for the most part, the wood that we're using is dried out enough to receive an oil-based stain especially.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that labor of love. Listener says this via text, what, if anything, should I do about moss on my roof?
Remove it. And then you would look at a bleach solution to kill it. And then I would install a zinc strip at the very top edge of the roof so it does not grow back. It'll cut down on the lifespan of that roof by more than half. Meaning, if the roof is supposed to last 50 years, it'll last less than 25 if you do not address mold, mildew, algae, or moss. And that's one of the things that we don't have to deal with much with metal roofing. But with asphalt roofing and in shady areas, or roofs that just never quite dry off, it is an issue. And the only thing that I've really ever found to make sure that never happens. Now, a zinc strip, which is just a piece of galvanized steel that we install at the ridge, it's not the most aesthetically pleasing looking thing on a roof. But for me, if I had to choose between aesthetics and function, I always choose function. Now, the good news is a lot of times that peak of the roof isn't seen from a lot of people, especially on the lower slope roofs. So it is a little bit more hidden, but the conversation worth having outside of having yearly or semi-annual maintenance. So once, twice a year, maybe every other year, if it's not a crazy case of mold and mildew and algae and moss, that then you can get by on removing that. But what is happening there, that's a living organism that's feeding on your roof. So it really does, it holds sticks behind there. It will hold more moisture behind there. It really does cut down on the lifespan of your roofing and causes a tremendous amount of damage and leaks on every year. We see this happen pretty regularly.
So take care of it. Yeah. A listener wants to know via text, what do you think about Trex grooved decking and black powder coated aluminum railing system?
We do lots of black powder coated aluminum railing systems from a variety of manufacturers. As far as the Trex products go out there, I'm not a giant fan of any of it. The only PVC product that I really do like, but it's my second favorite as far as composite goes, is the AZEK material. When it comes to composite decking, I think the Millboard product is a standalone. There is not a manufacturer of decking around the country that makes a more stable, a better warrantied, less serviced of any of the decking we've ever done. And people, what you need to understand is, my own personal home, like I've put decks in spots normal people wouldn't put decks just so I could test materials. I have three different types of decking installed on one deck that gets full sun. I have the very first ever Trex decking was installed at my house back in the late 80s, I want to say. So right now I think I have Trex, Zuri, AZEK, TimberTech, Millboard, and some cedar that I have installed on my personal decking at home. Every single one of those products has had some type of failure or some type of chipping or some type of cracking except for Millboard. That's why I'm a big believer in Millboard. Again, we talk about this. The most important part of my job, Denny, isn't the day-to-day installing or selling or marketing or anything like that. The most important part of me and my brother's job is being able to work our way through the warranties of all these manufacturers and pick and choose products that we know that whoever is sitting in my seat 30 years from now isn't dealing with warranty claims. And I think Millboard is the only composite decking that I'm confident in saying that aren't going to have issues down the road.
I think you've talked about it before, that can be had with hidden fasteners, so your snow shovel doesn't get caught, right?
Yeah, you know, most of the composite decking and cedar decking, you can do the hidden fastener system on now. But I'm telling you, and it doesn't get too hot, it doesn't get slippery, it doesn't frost up. Just it checks a lot of boxes most of the other composites don't. And when it comes to the PVC products, which that's your AZEK, TimberTech, Trex, Zuri, they're all similarly made. I think the AZEK group has done it better than most, and I've had less service issues and warranty claims with that type of product than most of the others as well.
All right. Hang on, Andy. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with the next portion of our Home Improvement Show. We have some questions to get answered here via text. If you have any home improvement question, by all means, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show, presented every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lind is back at it, answering those particular questions. And we have a bunch here, Andy, to take care of before you get going. Let me see if I can find them. They're coming in by leaps and bounds right now. We are looking, Texter says, to have our roof replaced next year, but would like to start budgeting for it. Do you do, Lindis, estimates this far out? I know things could change in the next 6 months or so. Any estimate might change a bit next year. We're looking for at least a ballpark figure. Just generally speaking, if somebody's looking to have a roof replaced, what's the process to get Lindis over to their house?
Yeah, you know, all you have to do is give us a call. You can go online and sign up for an estimate that way. One of our people will come out and do a detailed measurement. One thing that sometimes people don't think about when it comes to roofing estimates is it's really smart to make sure your attic access is available that day as well. So we can get in the attic and look at the type of ventilation and intake that you're having, the type of, you know, we can do all of it at once. So we can talk about heat map analysis. We can talk about your insulation and ventilation and the roofing. And like all things at Lindus Construction, those estimates are free. And it's as little amount of pressure as you've ever seen in this process. Again, we don't have to make up work, and it's super smart to be doing what you're doing. You're looking at a project next year. Have us come out. We can talk about numbers. You can figure out what you need to budget. And if you like, we also work with a variety of institutions to help with payment plans. So if you're looking at doing some type of payment or taking out a loan, don't be surprised. Most of the manufacturers that we work with have given us hookups to a variety of banks where we can offer some pretty awesome financing options and payment plans for qualified buyers. And it's something that we can talk about. But again, if you're just looking at trying to figure out a budget, we can give you an estimate 16 different ways if you want. So like if you do this project, this is what it costs. If you do this project, this is what it costs. And we work with people on the regular over like a 3 or a 5 year plan. Like we know we're going to do this part of the home improvement project now. And the next year we're going to do some more windows. And then after that we're going to do the roofing. And so we can stage it out for you. This is a smart way to go about buying home improvements, because you have time to budget, to think about it. Where I see customers making mistakes is when they rush into things. They're making emotional decisions because they have to. They feel like there's some emergency that needs to get taken care of. Those are the customers that end up not getting exactly what they want. So I think you're in a perfect position to have us out right now.
And for that listener and all the listeners, and we mention it from time to time, if you want somebody to give you an estimate on a roof, Lindis, to come out, or whatever, maybe windows, siding, that first visit is always free, and you get to have all that great information. You know, like you said, you could figure it out 16 different ways, and they'll have a lot to choose from. So, yeah, that first visit, whatever the project is from Lindis, is always free. Give them a call, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy, here is another text. Can Lindis help with water drainage issues for a four-story condo building in Edina. If not, whom do you recommend? They say, I believe we have improper gutter size and downspouts. Well, I know you can take care of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, when it comes to guttering, whether it's an industrial building or the smallest personal home on the market, we have a solution for it. We have different size gutters, and then, of course, we have leaf guard and a variety of different downspouting options that we can pick and choose from to make sure that it goes the wrong way. Where I see a lot of these condos and flat roofs that have gutters going in water drainage systems is they fail to maintain them as well as they probably should. And when you fail to maintain them is when they start to really fail and leak and back up. So hopefully it's not a fail of maintaining. Maybe it is just the type of product, but it's pretty rare where we can go into a water management situation and not come up with a solution that's better for everyone.
Now, they don't say it on this particular text, but if there's, let's say, water, if there's a wet basement, what would you recommend?
You know, again, getting rid of the water first and foremost, and why the water is getting into that area is step one. After that, then we can get the carpenters involved and get it dried out and get.
Yeah.
A lot of times there's mold or mildew that needs to be removed. There could be some air quality issues that need to be removed. Hopefully it's not in the wall system. You know, I've done it where I've had to tear off, you know, entire wall systems and siding and insulation and get down to the bare studs to fix any of the rot and mold that's in the house before reinstalling all new things over the top. So water mitigation and making sure that you're draining it away from the home in a proper way is a very, very important thing, because when done wrong, it leads to thousands of dollars of damage. So hopefully that's not the case here.
But Linda's, you mentioned this in years past, that Linda's Construction does work for condo buildings all over the place, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you mentioned this from time to time, Andy, but a listener wants to know, what is a good email to contact Andy at Lindus?
Andy@LindusCo.com.
So Lindusco, LindusCo. Andy@LindusCo.com. All right. Thanks for that.
And anybody that goes on LindusConstruction.com gets, like, I get those emails as well. They all come to my inbox and a variety of other people's inboxes. So if you go to LindusConstruction.com, I'm going to see what comes through there as well. And as all my customers know, once you're a customer of ours, every single customer that is under the Lindus Construction sun, which is over 100,000 now, has access to my cell phone number and both my brother's cell phone numbers. And every project we do, there's a piece of paper that has our emails and cell phone numbers listed. Because if there is a problem, we want to know about it right away so we can address it. But it's just one of those things that keeps us connected. And I'm telling you, Denny, it's 40 to 1 on the compliments on my people that I get. It's some of the funnest communication I get on a regular basis is from our customers talking about our people. It's really validates on how we're going about things.
And I bet it makes you feel pretty darn good, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it makes everybody feel good. When you can be satisfied with the projects that you're putting on a daily basis, it's a fun atmosphere to be around when you're not worried about customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. All right, another text. Came in a bit ago. Do you have any suggestions for fixing holes in the outside of concrete blocks? Is there such a product that I can use?
I know there's different things that you can use on concrete, and there's some specific caulking that can be used and done on there. And where I would go is the local Semstone store with some pictures and see if they have a product there that they would recommend on that area. But I'd want to find out why their holes are in those blocks first and foremost, because it's not something that should happen pretty regular. Now, again, a couple of cracks, people get nervous when they see that around their foundation. A lot of times it's not that giant of a worry. But if you're really worried about your foundation or your basement or anything, you can always give the folks at safebasements.com a call. But when it comes to concrete products as a whole, like when I'm having issues, like I'm going to seal my driveway this year again. I will be going to the Samsung store and talking about what product to best use, because I haven't done it for 2 or 3 years now, and I'm guessing there's something new and exciting out that I should probably try. And I always learn when I go into one of those types of stores. So
yeah,
I've always had good luck. And Denny, I know you have too. Like the Samstone people take care of you.
Oh, yeah, they do. And the pros know, and that's a great resource. Andy, we're out of time. Let's, again, if you want to get in touch with Lindis Construction, as I always like to give the number, 8449-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy, have a great week. Enjoy the summer weather this weekend, and we will talk 1 week from today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Denny. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, again, Andy at lindisco.com. Andy said his email is at the company. Denny Long, thanking you for your company today. Ryan Purpich, thank you for producing this last 4 hours. Enjoy the weather. 91 the high today. We'll talk soon.